Welcome back. I hope you are having a wonderful Tuesday morning. I hope you have enjoyed the show so far. Thank you so much for listening to News Radio 92.3. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Ben Myers. He is the General Sales Manager of Peatmore Chevrolet. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Tammy. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on. We're going to talk about all things cars. So if you have any questions, please text or call 437-1620. We would be happy to answer them. For you. Did you have a good weekend, Ben?
Great weekend. Weather was phenomenal for me, and great end of the month for the car business, and all in all, it was perfect.
Did you get to eat any crawfish?
I didn't go down to the crawfish festival. A little bit too hectic for me down there, but I am a big fan of crawfish.
Yes, me too, for sure. I heard it rained a lot on Saturday, but Sunday was better.
Yeah, Sunday was a blast.
Awesome. And let's talk about cars. How long have you been in the car business?
I've been in the car business 39 years in the industry, got into the business down in Central Florida, and looked at my wife one day and said, hey, I can do this anywhere. Let's go home, which is Pensacola's home. So I came back to Pensacola and hooked up with Peatmore Chevrolet when we were still downtown in the old Buggy Works building at 200 South Jefferson Street,
which
is now my old office, is one of the booths at Angelina's. And that was 37 years ago.
Oh, wow. You've been doing this a long time.
Long time. Long
I'm
time.
Pretty sure he's the expert. That's why it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. He's been there 39 years, you said you've been doing this?
39 years in the business, 37 with this organization.
Wow. If you want more information, you can always head on over to PeteMoore.com or give them a call at 456-7000. So how long has Peatmore Chevrolet been in business for here in Pensacola?
Well, we're entering our 43rd year. In August of this year will be 43 years that we've been in business. Started in 1981, and in August that'll make us 43 years.
So you have seen the whole gamut of economy ups and downs. I mean, goodness gracious, you've been through it all.
Yeah, when I got into the car business, it's funny because people are looking at interest rates now. We're seeing interest rates higher than we've seen them in recent memory. But when I got into the car business, 16% was a good rate. 16% was a good rate. I remember the first time they came out with an incentivized rate at 7.9. Wow, 7.9 was the best rate that anybody had seen in forever, and we sold completely out of the model that was on in like 3 days. So I've seen 16% being a good rate. So
what is the interest rate right now?
Well, currently, I mean, we're seeing interest rates vary anywhere from 5% to 16%.
Okay, just depending on
depending upon your on your credit right. Level and how you score on your Beacon score. So there are still we've got some 1.9% incentivized rates. Now the incentivized rates are a big hit now coming back. So we do have rates being offered by the manufacturer of as low as 1.9%.
Really?
Yeah. So that's helping move some of these models that. Our high ticket items.
And is that on new cars?
Yes.
We're talking about new cars?
Yeah, we're talking about new cars on that. There are no incentivized rates on used cars at this time.
Of course. That's okay. We do like new cars, right?
We do. And
Absolutely.
We like used cars.
We like them all, especially from Pete Moore. And what all, you sell used cars and new cars, right?
Correct.
You have. Is it two separate lots or is it the same one?
No, we have two used car lots.
Okay.
We have Peatmore Chevrolet at 103 New Warrington Road, and we have our used car department adjacent to us. Then we have a sister dealership across the street, Peatmore Imports, which handles new Volkswagens and Mitsubishis, and they also have a used car lot there. So we have a joined used car inventory and then actually three separate new car franchises.
So you have a lot of options, definitely.
Got a lot of options.
Got a lot of options.
A lot of ways to go.
So y'all have been in business 43 years. You've been doing this a long time. So can you tell me a little bit about maybe what's changed in the car business over the past few years?
Well, probably, the internet has made a huge impact on the car business, of course. The number of brands that were in the market, 30, 40 years ago, were very limited. You didn't have Hyundai, you didn't have Lexus, you didn't have Kia, you didn't have, Subaru wasn't a player like they are now. and then the General Motors lineup, you had many products that aren't around anymore. Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Hummer, you know, all these have gone by the wayside. So the competition for the customer has gone completely bizarre. The information that's available to the customer via the internet and other sources has really changed the complexion of the industry. The customers has an opportunity to get a lot more information.
Right. Get a lot more information off the internet. Definitely. And then, you know, we had the pandemic. How did that affect the car business? I know for sure where my car was getting, like if I just went and get service, there was no cars in the lot.
Yeah. So what was interesting about it, kind of on a side point, Mr. Moore passed away 4 years ago yesterday, May 1st. And I was talking with Lauren a little bit, and we said, you know, it doesn't seem like that long. And then, you know, well, it doesn't seem like that long, but then when you think about it, it seems like a long time ago, the pandemic came up. Because so here you are, a car dealer, and a pandemic shows up. Mm-hmm. You know, first of all, how does anybody react to a pandemic? None of us had ever experienced a pandemic. So what do you do? Well, one, you know, we had to make adjustments to schedules and do what have you, but being in the car business, we were deemed an essential business because of transportation.
Okay.
So one of the kind of ironic things about it, where everybody was shutting down and we were very slow to begin with, car lots kind of became a destination because that's where you could go. You couldn't go shop. You couldn't go to the mall. Okay.
Huh.
You couldn't go to the movies.
I didn't even know about this.
You couldn't go, you know, out to eat. You couldn't go out to a bar, but you could go out and walk around and look at cars. And so it was almost like car lots became a destination. And so we ended up faring okay right up till the supply chain issues came into effect, because once we sold what we had available, of course, then getting additional product was very difficult.
That's what I heard. Yes. Is that catching up?
It is to a certain degree. We're seeing a better supply ratio coming in. But we're not kind of seeing the numbers that we have. We have probably, right now, we have 100 cars that are held up in production with either they're delayed because of missing parts, missing chips. And so they're built, you know, like 94 to 99% completion, but they can't be delivered to us to be delivered to a customer until they get these parts that are somewhere lost in the supply chain between here, China, Canada, Indonesia, wherever.
Do you see that getting better over time?
I do. I see it. I think it's getting better and better as we move forward. It's just that, again, the manufacturers really didn't know how to respond to a pandemic. And, you know, they thought business was going to go die. And so they were taking drastic actions to save money and do different things and not get overloaded with parts that they may not need or a product that they didn't think they could sell because, you know, there's a lot of businesses that were shut down. And and Florida was unique, or not unique, but was one of the few states that, you know, car dealerships remained open. There was a lot of states that that they weren't deemed essential businesses, and they were closed as well. So we were fortunate to be in Florida.
Absolutely. I can vouch for that, for sure. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Ben Myers, General Sales Manager for Pete Moore Chevrolet. You're welcome to go visit their website, petemoore.com, or give them a call at 456-7000. You are welcome to ask any questions. If you need a car question, how to purchase a car, financing, things like that, 437-1620, you can call or text. We'd be happy to answer those questions for you. So, you know, over time, you know, customers change, but also the buying process has changed. So do you feel like it's the customers or the buying process, or what do you feel has changed over the last few years?
Well, both. I think one of the things that you see is, of course, we talked about the internet. And, you know, back in the day, you'd have shoppers that would go out and, hey, we're going to go look at cars today. We're going to start here. We're going to go to this lot and check this lot. Now everybody does their shopping on the internet, I would say 90% of the people. So when they come in, they're asking for, hey, I'm looking for that 2023 Silverado 3/4 ton, la-di-da-di-da-di-da. Okay, come on in. So they've narrowed their search down to what they want. And then it's just being sure, filling them with the information that they need to make a good buying decision to be sure that, yes, what you think you need is really what you need. Because a lot of times customers think they've got a good handle on what they need, but they might be looking to tow a big trailer and they think this truck can do it, and when in fact it can't. So let me show you the vehicle that is best suited for that. And so, again, as transportation consultants, you know, it's on us to be sure that we sell you the right car or truck.
Yes, absolutely. And if I'm online and I'm looking at a website and I see a car, what's the best thing for me to do? Is it to contact you and see if it's still there? Send you an email?
Well, usually if you're viewing a vehicle online, at least at our store, it usually is there. It wouldn't be online if it wasn't there. But yes, okay. you could click on the actual vehicle display page and make contact with us. You can submit a lead through our website. You can pick up the phone and call us. You can, you know, send us an email. We respond to any form of communication this side of smoke signals.
Smoke signals, that might work. You never know these days. So we talked about things changing, the buying process, customers changing. What do you think about electric vehicles?
Electric vehicles are an interesting topic. Okay, it's a certain mindset for a certain individual.
I agree with that for sure.
The thing that electric vehicles are really cool. The technology is really cool. The innovation is really, really neat. And it's right, might be right for some people and not right for other people. You know, one of the things I like to mention about electric vehicles is if everybody had an electric vehicle in Pensacola, Florida, okay, and we had a class 5 hurricane coming out of the Gulf and we were told to evacuate, how far would we get?
That's a good thought.
We would get probably 200 miles away, and then it would be time for on a good day, 200 miles, and then it would be time for a recharge. Now, if you think you've seen lines at the gas station after a hurricane, wait till you see lines at a recharging station that if you're lucky and have a vehicle that's equipped with the quick charging option and you have a station that's a quick charge, you might be able to get out of there in 30 minutes to an hour. If not, you're
going to car?
For one car.
That's just scary, to be honest.
It is to a certain degree. So electric cars, we're not going to see them in a high percentage just because of the fact that we do not have the infrastructure to support it, but also it just doesn't meet everybody's needs.
Right.
At this particular point, Tammy, if you had a boat to pull, you really don't have an electric car that can pull it. If you like to go camping or you're into horseback riding or anything like that, there's not a vehicle out there right now that can deliver what you're going to want to be able to do. So we can't tow a horse trailer, we can't tow a big boat, we can't tow a camper. So there's the ICE internal combustion engine is going to be around for a long time, and General Motors is committed to the internal combustion engine moving forward. We are expanding the electric vehicle, but they're saying that is about a 10 to 15% market overall.
Okay. Definitely. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. We are speaking to Ben Myers, General Sales Manager for Pete Moore Chevrolet. If you need more information, you can head on over to their website at petemoore.com or give them a call, 850-456-7000. We are talking all things cars. If you would like to ask a question, new, used, buying process, please give us a call or text at 437-1620. So tell me a little bit about maybe some new models that we can expect coming up.
Well, a lot of the new models that are coming out are electric vehicles, okay. As we were just talking about. We've got, what we're seeing right now, we've got the Bolt EUV, and we've got the Bolt EV. We're coming out with a Blazer, electric vehicle Blazer, that we will have at the dealership in about 2 months for people to drive and see and experience. Then we also have the Silverado, which will be our first entry in a full-size pickup truck that's electric. And then we have the E-Ray, the electric Corvette, that's about a year down the road. So those are the new electric vehicles that we have, but we also have a couple new products online, and that's the new Trax, which we just got our first Trax in Friday, and it is a fantastic vehicle. Everybody that's seen it likes it. It drives out well. It's the right size. It's going to be a huge volume mover for us because it just seems to check all the boxes.
vehicle is a Trax?
It is a XUV. So, you know, all these acronyms, SUV, sport utility vehicle, XUV is a crossover utility vehicle. So it's a small, not a small, it's a medium-sized four-door hatchback, bigger than the Trailblazer, a little bit smaller than the Blazer, a little bit smaller than the Equinox. But
you feel like it's a good in-between.
It's a great, great in-between vehicle.
It. Okay, absolutely. And Earl from Gulf Breeze wants to know, we're interested in an SUV with a good crash rating. Is Suburban the line that we will have the best crash rating test for the front occupants?
Well, Suburban is probably one of the safest vehicles you could be in if you're involved in any kind of an accident. It is a, you know, it's got a full frame. Number one, it's box frame. And it's engineered with crumple points, you know, from the front bumper back to the passenger compartment, and the design for the engine to drop and fold away underneath the vehicle. So if I don't want to be in an accident, but if I'm going to be in an accident, that would be the vehicle I'd want to be in when I got into an accident. So yes, that's a very good choice. That,
okay,
or the Tahoe.
A Suburban's big.
It is big.
Yeah. My friend has a Suburban and it's really big. It's a good, SUV. A friend texted us and said towing, so I'm wondering, F-150, is that good for towing?
Okay, so the F-150, just like the Chevrolet C1500, they make a lot of different varieties. They make them, you know, two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive. They make them with many different configurations with the engines, okay? So depending upon the vehicle, and that's where a professional sales consultant comes into play, where they can tell you that this F-150 equipped with this engine will pull this amount, because you've got the Ecotech in the F-150, you've got a small V8, you've got a big V8. So without actually seeing the configuration of the vehicle, it could be a great tow vehicle, or it might not do what you're wanting to do, depending upon what it is you're wanting to tow.
So it's great to go over there and visit them over at Pete Moore Chevrolet, and they can help you with those questions.
Absolutely.
It's always good not to guess on those things. You don't want to be on the highway and not.
Well, the last thing you want to do, because, and we're, we do a lot of commercial business, and one thing you don't want to do is sell somebody a truck that won't do the job that they bought it to do, because they will be upset with you.
Mm-hmm. That would be extremely frustrating. So head on over to Pete Moore Chevrolet, PeteMoore.com. They are on 103 North Warrington Road. You said that is where you have multiple locations, correct?
Yeah, we're on the Chevy side's on the west side of the street, and okay, the import side is on the east side of the street. We're both located on North New Warrington Road, and we aren't in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
That's right. Absolutely. Head on over to their website at PeteMoore.com or give them a call, 456-7000. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Ben Myers, General Sales Manager for Pete Moore Chevrolet. Thank you so much for texting in your questions. If you have a question, please text or call 437-1620. Someone said, not in Car City. Not in Carson City. That's funny. So thank you so much for your comments, your questions. We appreciate that. Can you tell me a little bit about what a commercial business elite medium duty dealer is? That's a lot.
Okay, so the commercial end of the business is something that we've always been very involved in. And that's your plumbers, your painters, your electricians. A commercial vehicle is one of these utility vehicles you see, or you see a box truck, or you see a van that's got ladder racks and different equipment on it. We became a business elite dealer. Chevrolet invited us to join that aspect of the business a couple of years ago, and we jumped in, at which time we also became a medium duty dealer. So on the commercial end, you know, we've got flatbed trucks, we've got stateside trucks, we've got box trucks, we've got, you know, your moving van looking things with the Tommy lifts and tuckaway gates, and high cube vans and utility bodies, KUV bodies, just anything that you need for your commercial needs. We can support that. And it's a big thing, because these trucks are rated up to the 7500 series. So we can get the job done for you with our low cab forwards, which are very well adapted to landscaping and landscape bodies, as well as our Silverado HDs. We've got, you know, dump trucks. We've got platform bodies. We've got pretty much anything that you could need. We can build a bucket truck for you. If you need have a tree service, we can configure anything you could possibly want. Put a crane on it, put welders on it, specialize it to any need that you might have.
That's pretty good. I mean, y'all do a lot over there.
We do. We do.
I mean, you've been in business for 43 years. You've been selling cars for 39 years. So yeah. You definitely are the expert on what they can do to help you. If you have a business, like you said, if you're interested in towing something, don't guess. Guessing will not do well if you get home and that that truck doesn't tow the boat you wanted down to the bay. So definitely head over there. It's PeteMoore.com or give them a call, 456-7000. They'd be happy to answer your questions, get it set up for you. Make sure that you're going home with the car that you need for whatever task you have, even if it's five children and you need to fit them all in there somehow.
That's true, because they'll all back the boat down the ramp, but you want to be able to pull it back out of the water when you get home.
I've seen that before. Yeah. There's this on Instagram, the qualified captain. Have you seen those?
No, I haven't seen that.
That's pretty funny. The whole truck goes into the water with the boat. It's not fun. It's funny to watch, you know, later on, but I'm sure the guy, it wasn't a great day for him or his family. But don't do that. Head on over to PeteMoore. They have the answer for you. They're the experts. They can specialize anything you need for them. I do have a couple of questions of my own. Is there a better day to shop for cars than other days? Of course, when it's not raining, but...
You know, not really. I mean, the way the manufacturers set up the car business is, you know, we have objectives that we need to hit, so we're just as compelled to sell a vehicle on the first day of the month as we are on the last day of the month. We've got to, you know, hit that number, and you can't wait till the end of the month to get there. You got to start swinging, you know, from day one.
So any day of the week is a good day to go buy a car. So head on over there. Absolutely. Ben would be happy to help you out. He's a general sales manager, PeteMoore Chevrolet. That is PeteMoore.com, 456-7000. Thank you so much for joining me today. It has been a wonderful show, and I appreciate you listening and